Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bishop goes all the way around to score. Simmons moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Miller moves to third. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whatwood scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Faber, and towards Kerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Blue strikes out. 1 out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Faber strikes out. There goes Tate. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas throws the ball into Boley, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tate scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan juggles the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Irv Jeffries now playing third base. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Joe Boley. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tote scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Vic Frazier now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. There goes Haas trying to get to home. Whatwood throws the ball into Kerr, who relays the ball to Tate, who tags Haas, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Eric McNair now playing shortstop. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frazier moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Whatwood bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Simons moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simons scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Pat Carraway now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Williams scores. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-5 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball four. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.